Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Hebrews. We begin chapter 6 with verses 1 through 6. Therefore, let us leave behind the basic teaching about Christ and advance to maturity, without laying the foundation all over again. Repentance from dead works and faith in God, instruction about baptisms and laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment. And we shall do this if only God permits. For it is impossible in the case of those who have once been enlightened and tasted the heavenly gift and shared in the Holy Spirit and tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, and then have fallen away, to bring them to repentance again, since they are re-crucifying the Son of God for themselves and holding him up to contempt. Do you know how many different types of sin there are? The Catechist teaches us what Paul said to the Galatians in paragraph 1852. There are a great many kinds of sins. Scripture provides several lists of them. The letter to the Galatians contrasts the works of the flesh with the fruit of the Spirit. Now the works of the flesh are plain: fornication, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, anger, selfishness, dissension, factions, envy, drunkenness, carousing, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Catechist paragraph 1846 teaches, the gospel is the revelation in Jesus Christ of God's mercy to sinners. The angel announced to Joseph, you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The same is true of the Eucharist, the sacrament of redemption. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Catechist paragraph 1847 teaches, God created us without us, but he did not will to save us without us. To receive his mercy, we must admit our faults. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Catechist paragraph 1848 teaches, as St. Paul affirms, where sin increased, grace abounded all the more. But to do this, to do its work, grace must uncover sin so as to convert our hearts and bestow on us righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Like a physician who probes the wound before treating it, God, by his word and by his Spirit, casts a living light on sin. Conversion requires convincing of sin. It includes the interior judgment of conscience, and this being a proof of the action of the Spirit of truth in man's inmost being, becomes at the same time the start of a new grant of grace and love. Receive the Holy Spirit. Thus, in this convincing concerning sin, we discover a double gift, the gift of truth and of conscience, and the gift of the certainty of redemption. The Spirit of truth is the consoler. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior to live your will in all things. We pray for our children each day, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we've said that we would pray for, those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. As we pray today for those beginning their walk in the church. Easter Eve is just around the corner, and we will be praying for them this Saturday night as they get baptized, they get confirmed, and they receive their first communion. May they be enlightened by the Spirit of the Lord and understand what we do each day in praying for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 6. It's verses 1 through 6. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Away Fallen Again, Repentance Them Bring. Maturity, advance, Christ, teaching, sent. Foundation already been laid. God's faith hold. Works dead repent. Hand laying. Dead resurrecting. Judgment eternal. Paid. God does will all that he permits sing. God's word taste. Spirit holy shared. Away fallen again repentance them bring. Gift heavenly tasted. Away fallen cared. God's Son, re-crucified, taken off a shelf, content Him holding, thinking for themselves. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's April 13th, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, you know, today is my sister's birthday. I believe she turns 63 today. Lift her up in prayer as she celebrates her birthday. Happy birthday, Teresa. As we close today in the name of Jesus at 8:04, we thank you, Jesus, for all your gifts and our ability to confess our sins to you. We pray for those who are in need of sins released today, as we always pray for our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too. Have an awesome day in the name of Jesus as we close. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God bless you.